Yeah, someone like say the prayer, please.
We'll start with Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra three times. Teyata mune mune maha munaye soha. Teyata mune mune maha munaye soha. Teyata mune mune maha munaye soha. And now Medicine Buddha, first the praise and mantra. We'll say that seven times.
So please think about all the people in India whose life was devastated by coronavirus. Then please try to visualize everybody on this planet receiving the blessing from the Medicine Buddha. Okay, to purify their struggle, physical struggle, mental struggle, completely purified, and their life become physically, mentally, their life become healthy. Okay, so think about that.
Bhagavan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, the spell of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, Lapis Light. I'll say this seven times. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze atta samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze atta samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze atta samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze atta samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze atta samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze atta samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze atta samugate soha. Now the four measurables, say this three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. The mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of great compassion. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, we said a perfect Buddha crowned in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, of Singwen, I prostrate. We'll
white, Buddhists visualize that of course, like Cheresic, all Loki the Sharma Cheresic spirits before us. So visualize Cheresic or like His Holiness Dalai Lama while we reciting the mantra of compassions. A light, hollow light, emitted white hollow light from the body or from the head. Red hollow light from Jesic thought, throat. Blue hollow light from Jesic heart. Then before you, it's easy to visualize His Holiness Dalai Lama, you can do that. Or you can also, if you are like familiar with the image of Forum Jesic, so then or thousand of Jesic, you can visualize that. But the same, like a white hollow light emitted from the Jesic body, the red hollow light from Jesic thought, or His Holiness thought, the blue hollow light from Jesic heart. So then while reciting the mantras, the nectar flows from there. So then completely purify all the problems that are created by pride, arrogance, all the problems that are created by jealousy, so that to bring into like form of stress. So then there's no form of stress, no, that's probably negative energies that has a ripple of negative impact on our physical body, physical well-being. That's why not able to enjoy calm life, peaceful life, because of the amount of negativities on the physical body, the brought up by pride, you know, arrogance, jealousy, ignorance. Attachment, doubt, attachment, anger, those, all of those disturbing thoughts bring a lot of stress. So that, you know, have ripple of negative impact on our physical well-being. So therefore, like people cheating people like abusing people, people abusing power, power and the wealth is the most important thing to achieve, even though that costs many lives, so much disturbing people's lives, so you don't mind, because your only goal is to achieve power and wealth. So then with regard to that, if you are in your life has been disturbed, that you don't mind. So that is the result of negative disturbing thoughts. So while you're researching the Mani mantra, so then visualizing each and every single particular human being on this planet, so receive the blessing of Jesic body, speech and mind, purify, there is no pride, arrogance, jealousy, ignorance, you know, doubt, ignorance, attachment, anger, purify. So then create like a equal, decent lifestyle for every human, humanities. So then because of that, so then maybe there are, you know, like all the animal beings will be get part benefited from there. If we manage to control our like pride, arrogance, jealousy, doubt, ignorance, attachment, anger, you know, simply by practicing compassion, so then the whole world can benefit. Whole world will be benefited. The world is going to be a better place. So then you are, while you are doing this practice, you are contributing for more compassionate world. Simply by sitting on your meditation cushion, visualizing, carrying space before you, reciting Mani Mantra. visualizing particularly all the humans, you know, around your body while you're sitting, so that you're leading them to recite the Mani Mantra, so then hoping to purify all these disturbing thoughts which make them unhappy. So then there's like a ripple of negative energy vibrate from your body. So then also have like, you know, like disturb other people's lives. So then, you know, the world is not going to be compassionate one. Particularly your world is not going to be compassionate one. So it is hard to create compassionate environment because your world is like full of, you know, disturbing thought. You are even not able to enjoy the compassionate personal world, so then how you can create or contribute to compassionate world, that's almost impossible. So therefore, so make world like not this is not about the it's about qualities, not about the quantities. Of course then quantity with the quality is very good. Quantity with the quality is very good. Even though you decide to recite one round of mantra, compassion mantra, so make sure it make it more productive rather than just mumbling the word. Okay? Well, so keep that in mind, so then we all recite the Mani Mantra. So whole goal is to, you know, like to contribute more compassionate world, community, society, countries, within the family, within yourself. Okay?
The next chant, 21 mantras, will say the first three out loud and the last one out loud. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
The next time, so now let's see, when you get pride or arrogant, just don't feel guilty, no benefit. But if you regretting towards disturbing thought, that regret is positive one. Regretting, having regret towards positive thought, that's negative regret. Regret can be positive or can be negative both. So next time when you get pride or arrogant, don't feel guilty. Regret and recite Mani Mantra or Mani Padme. So easy to say Mani Padme. It won't take even like 2 seconds to say it. You know? Just say Om Mani Padme Hum. If it's possible, if the environment allows you to sit still, visualize, then visualize the white light emitted from Jesus' body, white, hollow light emitted from Jesus' body, and nectar flows from there. So the tip of the light connect to your crown, nectar flows from there, then purify. The very disturbing thought that you are experiencing, like pride or arrogant, purify. So right after that, develop compassion. You know, everyone else, no matter whether we look same or we believe in same religions, eating same types of food, living in the same house or same community, same family, same country, it doesn't matter. Each and every person on this planet, every single second, looking for something good. So that's the fact. Including yourself. There's something good, compassionate, compassion will produce, compassion will produce the goodness that you are looking for. Every single second, the compassion will produce that goodness. Every minute we open our eyes, that we are looking for something good. So that goodness, temporary goodness divided into temporary goodness, ultimate goodness, oh, compassion will produce that. There's no question. Compassion will produce the very goodness that you're looking for every single second. And everybody else on this planet, every single second, they are looking for that goodness, same goodness. Oh, your presence of compassion will be contributed for that. So then why not your life will be better? Why not? Why not? No reason. Next time when you feel like, unease because you are jealous about something, don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty. Regret. We are not going to find, if you are looking for some goodness, you are not going to find that out of jealousy, no. You are going to destroy that, you are not going to find. Not just you, everybody else on this planet, not just you. Chasing goodness out of jealousy, wrong path. Long path. So recite Mani Mantra, again, light image of Jesus and body, immediately purify that disturbing thought. And your body become like, your life become like crystal clear, like very clean. Similarly, when you see the dirty dish in the sink, meaning you clean, after that it turns to very nice, clean, same thing. Same thing. Then, when you become attached to something, when you get angry, immediately recite Mani Mantra. So easy to say, it won't take even 2 seconds to say one mantra. What do you mean happiness? Oh, happiness by seeing something. Oh, you get a degree of happiness by seeing something nice. You get a degree of happiness smelling something good. You get a degree of happiness hearing the birds singing a song in your backyard. The sound. Then a degree of happiness you achieve based on taste. The degree of happiness you achieve on from touching something soft. Then of course, if that's the case, then we are equipped with receiving some happiness, seeing, shape and color, smelling, sound, taste, tactile. Of course you can achieve some happiness by your mental consciousness. Why not? Why not? You can achieve, if you use 2 or 5 senses, you can achieve a decent amount of happiness. Why not? You can achieve much deeper level of happiness by your 6 mental consciousness, 6 senses. Number 6, 6 senses. Now, if you can achieve a degree of decent amount of happiness through 5 senses, why not? You can achieve happiness based on your 6 senses, or number 6. So number 6, of course you can achieve. Oh, how? Visualizing. Oh, thinking something wonderful. Hoping that just knowing that you possess Buddha nature, your primordial consciousness is pure. It's been pure since from beginningless. It's not based on what you believe or not believe. If you believe in something, your primary consciousness become pure. If you don't believe in something, your primordial consciousness become impure. Not like that. It's not based on belief. Everybody, every sentient being's primary consciousness has been pure. It's been like diamond since from the beginning of time. It's not going to change. It remains as a diamond. It's not going to change. Oh, that's what's called Buddha nature. There's no matter what kind of idea you have over your life, you still possess Buddha nature. Buddha nature. Only way to connect with that Buddha nature is like through positive of 6 senses. It's practice is harder when it comes down on test. I think it's kind of, it's hard to something that tastes horrible, then eating it, then trying to visualize, that's the one of the wonderful tests. This is not easy to do. eating a kale, so visualizing that you're eating ice cream, that's not practically easy to things to do. But practically you're eating kale, you are not eating ice cream. But when you achieve fully enlightened, you're remission of wrong journals. It's undesirable taste is just level once you achieve enlightenment. The power of the mind can transform anything from negative to positive. Power of the mind, when the mind has been so much developed. So then your whole perception change, even the perception of something that has horrible, that also change. So then, you know, like regarding to shape and color, that's relatively easy. Even if you are seeing something undesirable shape or undesirable color, they're relatively easy to transform that. Sound, relatively easy to transform unpleasant sound. Seeing them as like some kind of an echo or something that doesn't have any substance, like an echo. That's where the test, I think, is a little bit difficult, but that can be done. Anyway, so the power of the mind can transform many things. So looking for something goodness that usually you are equipped with generate decent amount of goodness through 6 senses. with calm mind, peaceful mind, compassionate mind, not with anger, jealousy, pride, no, wrong path, wrong method. Nobody will enjoy the peace of mind out of jealousy, impossible. So therefore, it's very important, including me, all my friends here, that you come every Sunday, so we are fully equipped to do this practice. So next time, when you get pride, arrogant, don't feel guilty, just regret much as possible. Then recite Om Mani Padme Hum. Move on. Don't stuck. Move on. Oh, I've been studying Buddhism like last 20 years. I still cannot control my jealousy. No. Wrong approach. Unskillful approach. If there's some benefit doing that, then good. If there's some benefit, if there's any positive comes out of that, following that approach, then good. Other than that, there's no benefit. Then it's called probably like unskillful approach. You're not getting any benefit. Compassionate approach to yourself, to others. That's the way to achieve goodness. Compassionate approach to yourself, to others. How you develop compassion towards others? Oh, you see, first of all, they are not free from samsara. If you are not free from samsara, you equally deserve compassion. You look down on yourself, then thinking to develop compassion to others, impossible. Yes. Impossible. How the Lamrim teaching describe how to develop compassion towards others, exactly, other beings. Every single second they are looking for happiness. Are you? The answer is yes. You also need to approach yourself with compassion, not just others. Are you free from samsara? If the answer is no, need a compassionate approach. Being hard is not going to help. So they use all this extraordinary compassion, what you call haksam, right before bodhicitta. You are saying, oh, I myself will take full responsibility to free all these other beings. I'm not going to wait for somebody else. Same thing. Towards yourself. I'm not going to wait for somebody else to liberate me. I'm going to help myself. I'm not going to wait for somebody else. So that's called extraordinary compassion that you need in order to help other sentient beings, same thing. In order to help yourself, you need not just compassion, extraordinary compassion. That's how you approach any difficulty being experienced. That's how you approach. Then you say, in the community, I'm not going to wait for anybody else. I'm going to help myself. I'll take full responsibility. Then why we are looking for like goodness all the time? Human nature. No explanations. How are you going to explain? No explanations. Now what is the healthiest way to achieve that? Oh, we have very, very many mistaken ideas. Oh, get angry, so you're going to get what you want. No, mistake. Wrong path. Wrong approach. Same towards you, towards yourself. So, I myself, including all my friends here, next time when you get quiet, arrogant, don't feel guilty, recite Mani Mantra. Always, always approach with compassion attitude. Either you yourself facing difficulties out of jealousy, pride, anger, attachment, approach with compassionate way. Remind yourself, based on the Mani Mantra, remind yourself how to heal from jealousy, arrogant, pride, anger, attachment, ignorance, doubt, compassionate approach. That heals everyone. It heals you, it heals people you are dealing with, it heals everyone, compassionate. You have the seeds. Do you believe that you possess Buddha nature? Do you have conviction, faith in yourself? Someone who killed almost 1,000 people has a chance to liberate himself. Why you think you have no chance? What kind of evidence you have to prove or back that idea that I am not going to achieve enlightenment? That's called analytical meditation. You are analyzing analytical meditations. How often do we see this line as a boat, sailboat, that's fully equipped and capable to cross the lake, to get to the other side of the lake, because the lake itself has all kinds of complications. So you are just sitting in the lake, and then like boat, like fully equipped to cross, and just going round. Sometimes go a little bit on the middle, then go back to the other side. The goal is to achieve the other side. Yeah, so see, also other side is mainly impure in my mind. If you sit here, so the other side, if you sit there, other side here. So anyway, so that, Sasan Namba Tabe, Pajesha, Tundi Lama Mego, Lungi, Tuzan Gome, Tuzan Lijan Gome, Solim Tumarshis. So that's what they call this, a sailboat that is like, they pull down the piece of fabric to navigate. What is it called?
Sail.
The sail. Oh. That's extraordinary. Just think that's like extraordinary compassion. There's no jealousy, there's no pride, there's no anger, there's no attachment. That is extraordinary compassion. Sin is extraordinary compassion. So now just sell itself, it doesn't move. You need a wing. That's joyful effort, not just effort, joyful effort. Happy to do. Joyful effort, that's the wind that moves the sail. So then the boat was built. Knowledge, contemplations, integrations. Okay, the boat itself is knowledge, contemplation, integrations. That's how you liberate for that boat. So then there you sail. You rise that cell there's like extraordinary compassion. So then a wave, there's like joyful effort. Happy to recite Mani Mata, happy to recite Mani Mata. So that's how you liberate yourself, that's how you liberate other people. So that's why it's easy to say, it's not that difficult to learn. What could go wrong? Nothing could go wrong. That's how you say, Om Mani Padme Hum. What could go wrong? That's how you say it. His Holiness Dalai Lama, Lama Tsongkhapa, they are saying different kind of mantras. No, no, we are all saying the same mantra. It's been said thousands of years, same mantra, same pronunciation, been said like that. There's very little that could go wrong, you know. Om Mani Padme Hum, then meditate. Oh, so please, all my friends, you know, including myself, try. What we can do, we can try. That's all we can do. Try. So then when we do it well. To do it. Otherwise, no, it doesn't make sense. So no matter other people, when you're witnessing other people's difficulties, compassionate approach. When you are witnessing your own difficulties, compassionate approach. That's the way to heal. That's the way to move on. Oh, don't study, I become so arrogant, you know, so then you stuck with that 4 or 5 days, even after a month, after a year, you still talk about that. How often you talk about that, you have such a wonderful experience in meditating on compassion based on Mani Mantra, how often you talk about that? And how long you remember that? Do you still talk about that after a few months, few years? No, we don't. We talk about something that went wrong. Then we are not letting it go. We just glue there. We just super glue there. We super glue on that. Not ever let it go. Why? Because you are not generating the amount of positive thoughts that helps you to move on. You are not generating. We are not generating that on a daily basis. Not generating amount of positive thought that could detach you from that event, but we don't. And the amount of disturbing thought we generate, so they kind of like glue us with this negative event that we had in the past. So it's very important, all my friends. Minimum, you can, Mani Mantra, you can do that. That's the minimum you can do every day. But the benefit is mind-blowing. Benefit is mind-blowing. So then, of course, top of that, if you want to learn more, of course, Buddhism, there's so much to learn. You're fortunate, you can learn more, you can spend more time, you can learn more practice. So then, no, you can create more merit. So there's no, especially like being a Sangha member, we have a lot of times, so we must spend at this, others know, household people, their families to raise, chores to run, event to participate, you know, somebody birthday here, birthday there. There's so many things that, you know, that comes as a household life, so that's your part of life. So as a Sangha member, if we spend more time on reflecting, on reading teachings, reflecting on the meaning of teaching, and learning them, not just in the beginning it learns a little bit, you know, like not 100% clear, you learn here, a little bit here, there, you get some rough idea, so then make that idea very precise, very detailed, which require more attention. To learn, yeah, we can learn. There's nothing that we cannot learn, we can learn. And slowly throw into your mind, and you don't need any books or your practice here. No matter where you go, you can just sit down. So, Wherever you go, you will find some place to sit down. There's no shortage of that. You can sit down. Or something wonderful is happening in your mind. Something wonderful, not what it is, but something wonderful happening step by step. Because you put effort. You know, it's not automatic. You put effort there. You put effort, you learn, you read. You read again, reread. Next day, you look again. Or next day, look again. You become more clear. Then eventually, it's all there. Detail is already here. Detail. Before, it's like no detail. Over time, you walk with one particular practice. Let's say it's medicine for the practice. You, in the beginning, it's hard. You learn. Eventually, now you remember everything here. All the visualization, the color, the hand mudra, everything you hear, don't need book. Just sit there. Now what you need is more mindfulness, introspection and mindfulness. But usually the introspection is the result of mindfulness. So mindfulness is the key thing, trying to place your own attention on the practice that you're trying to do. Sit in there. Oh, so then you have one set, then you have two set, three set, four set. That's like many package of practice is here. Medicine Buddha practice here. Jerusalem practice is here. Lamrim practice is here. Probably goes like if you do it all of them, probably easily. Takes a few hours, easily takes a few hours. Then if you go very details with full attention, probably take all day long. We are capable to do that. If you can do, if somebody can do, if some human can do, you can do. Why not? You can do. Or if that human just received from someone else, no, that human puts an effort. This human put a lot of dedication and effort. That's how this human learn. Same thing, you can learn, same thing. There's no differences, same thing. So, then every day, at least every day, you enjoy some peace of mind, every single day. Or like doing your practice, at least you are enjoying. So that's very critical for our health, physical health or mental health. Otherwise, always the mind is full of stress. Of course, there will be a lot of health complications because the mind is filled with stress. You know, so not like helping your mind to... easy to say. It's easy to sort of be calm and calm down. Easy to say. It's not that easy to calm down because there's so much happening. So it requires some thinking. Without some thinking, whether you call meditation or not, without that, mind itself is not going to just come down. No. If that's the case, then everybody will be come down all the time. That's not the case. No, that's not the case. So anyway, next time, whenever you experience some uneasiness, usually caused by disturbing thought, and sit comfortably, sit back, take your time, breathe, and recite the Mani Mantra, and visualize the nectar, the hollow light. Oh, the nectar flow through the hollow light, and purify out of it. And always remember to approach, whenever you see somebody else experiencing some physical difficulty, mental difficulty, you always sympathize. Same time, same thing. Whenever you experience something difficult to with yourself, you need to show some sympathy. You need to sympathize too. You can't just be harsh or critical or look down. What you get? Nothing. Wrong approach, wrong path, wrong method, wrong method. You may be hoping to some goodness, but the way you approach to yourself is unskillful. You're following the wrong path. If you see somebody's like having like some difficulties, if you show anger, it's not going to help them because they are already suffering. And probably that the way you approach to them, you are approaching with them with angry mind. That's not going to help them. If that's the case, then how is it going to help you if you are experiencing some difficulties? You are approaching to yourself with angry mind. It's not going to help. It's not going to help. So minimum practice that we can do, minimum, it won't take 2 seconds to say, then meditation will won't take like 2 seconds to do. Please don't say, oh, I don't have time. If you don't find time now, when are you going to find time? Maybe then you'll never find time to work with your mind. That's all, work with your mind. You are never going to find time with your mind. That's important. So it's important to know. So all my friends, you come here every Sunday. So, and I myself try all my best in every day to make sure that I spend some time looking inward and how to develop a positive mindset. This is an amount of positive mindset that I myself make sure that I do that every day. This is an amount of positive mindset that I generate. Oh, so then I can realistically hope that I will enjoy some calm mind, peaceful mind. So that can increase. As I said, what kind of logic do you have? Yeah, I have logic. When you look at some flower, this flower here, Nobody get angry. Do you get angry seeing this flower? Nobody get angry. Everybody. Through 6 senses, that's the first one, eye consciousness. If we are equipped with getting degree of temporary happiness, looking at some beautiful color and shape, you can do the same with the ear consciousness, sound. You can do that with the smell. You can do that with taste. You can do that with touch, something soft. Why not now you are, through 5 senses, you can generate decent amount of temporary happiness. Why not your 6 mental countries can do the same thing? Oh, 6 mental countries can do more. Not just watching something. Well, of course, this seeing something, you can draw goodness from there while you're working with the 6 mental consciousness. Whatever happiness you develop or generate or achieve based on 6 mental consciousness will last a little bit longer and also increase. Flower, so this will last 1 week. After that, happiness related to this is gone. It's gone. Because there are no object. Object is gone. 6 mental consciousness or that, if you learn how to develop degree of happiness based on your 6 mental consciousness, or that is, could increase, because that's not only depending on external object. There's many things that happen is nothing to do with external object. It's much, much deeper. So that's why mental happiness usually is duration-wise, it lasts longer. Then, of course, you know, it's a little bit difficult to develop because seeing flowers doesn't require much effort. You just look. So that requires some effort, not some effort. So then that's what's called meditations. Come in. So therefore I'm saying, you know, like different way, you know, like not really religious, like it's not really as we're using the Buddhist terminology, but you know, like make sure every day you make sure that you develop at least some degree of happiness based on 6 mental consciousness, that's important. So that makes your mind calm and peaceful. and hopeful. Well, that's our moral responsibility to take care of this life. This is your moral responsibility to take care of this life. But the best, then take care of other lives, you know, but the best. Mind approach. At least you need to take care of yourself. Oh, so like a positive approach, but always compassionate approach. Particularly when we make mistakes. This is important. No, you can create. It doesn't have to be something else. You can create here, object. You can create in your mind, object. You can create in your mind. So that doesn't get you. That doesn't go bad because it's just, you know, part of your mind. You just create it. It's part of mind. It's whenever you need, it's there. It's not like, oh, you need to put water, make sure it's become fresh. No need of that. Anyway, so bottom line, the positive mind, negative mind, it's all usually something I see, like all the things outside. So nearly, very kindly, make my Buddha garden so beautiful in this. So that, and there's, you know, some other things called wheat that grows, nobody wants it. All of them using the same source, resource, rain, sun, what you call air, or oxygen. Air. But wheat grow very fast. I guess they are probably taking the more resource. Other things you have to put a lot of effort to grow. When it grows, it's beautiful. Yeah. You can tune your life, you can tune your mind like that beautiful garden. But it requires some thinking, something. So every day, I myself trying all the time. Every day something, then nothing. Every day something. Something. Take some time. So then think how to think something good. How to think something good. Always thinking something bad. It's not helping. It's not helping because we are doing that. Not just one month, he's been doing this since the beginning of this time. Can you imagine that? Now look where we are, same thing. Now you're thinking, you're sitting down, they are thinking, help yourself to think something beautiful, something wonderful. Something hopeful. Think that you can change. Think that you can move on. Think that you can rise. You know, every day. So then every day that you have something to feel good about. Every day that you're doing. Every day something that you feel good. You feel great. You feel fortunate. You feel like your life is meaning. Yeah, you feel like your presence on this planet is helping somebody. So then that's very good. Okay. So I just want to share that with you. You know, it's at least minimum money matter. This it won't take 2 seconds to say. It's almost impossible not to have time to say 2 seconds. Think of your own happiness. That's all. It's not like think of like becoming Buddhist. It's think of your own happiness. Think of your own happiness. No. So then you just meditate. When you say Om, meditate Ma, meditate Ni. Each syllable you say, slowly you say, meditate. Then life will be, of course, better off. So then the amount of positive thought that you generate every single day, if that increase, your life will be better off. There is no questions. Even the death is approaching, does not have much impact because you know exactly what's going to happen. You know exactly what's going to happen. You do know exactly. Right now it's hard to know. So then you're doing this every day in daily basis. You've been consistent with that practice. So then it becomes so the evangelism becomes so easy. So easy. The evangelism becomes so easy. Right now, hard. The evangelism becomes so easy. No. You can imagine that your whole perception changed. Only thing you see is only goodness. And you somehow you learn, even though something unpleasant noise, you learn how to transform that, transport that into your own benefit. Imagine that. If somebody's being very mean to you, you transport the whole appearance, you transform that appearance based on your knowledge about emptiness, based on your knowledge about bodhicitta, you transform that. Instead of hurting yourself, it kind of benefits you. Can you imagine that? That happens. Oh yeah, so sorry, so much has been said. So I think it's necessary, you know, it's necessary for our well-being. It's necessary for all. So it's, what's your wall? This is your perceptions. What's your wall? This is your perceptions. This is your wall. What's your wall? That's your perceptions. What's your perception? That's a reflection of your mind. You could say that's a reflection of my six senses. Which one, the deeper one? Six mental consciousness, that's a deep. That's a deeper one. It can just hang on memory. It doesn't need object. It can just hang on mental image for a long period of time. There are six mental consciousness, not eye consciousness. Eye consciousness, you can't go through it as a wall. It's finished. You can see beyond wall. That's the ability of eye consciousness. Oh, this mind not just go through this wall. It goes through thousands of miles within seconds. It's in India. That is because within seconds, it's already in your hometown that you were born 50 years ago. In my case, you are there. That house looking around. I can't just cannot go that far. That's why your world is your perception. What is perception is a reflection of your six senses. The nature of the six senses, there's no shape, there's no color. Even the eye consciousness, no shape, no color. Then some Mahamudra master said, it's just like empty. It's empty. Nawa, same, toba. Nawa, appearances or perceptions, appearances, whatever you call. This is the nature of your reflection of your mind. The very mind that you talk about is nature of that mind. You cannot see, you cannot touch, but it's there. So anyway, so there are many teachings on that, you know, that comes lead to the meditation of shunyata or emptiness, you know, kama mudra. So there are many teachings on there. So, you know, slowly you build up your practice in your mental library. It doesn't require any books. That, of course, requires some effort, and with consistent effort on a daily basis. So in this case, I'm requesting you to mani mantra, minimum mani mantra. The benefit is like, benefit. You know, you need to think about the amount of negative mind we generate on a daily basis, and the amount of positive mind we generate on a daily basis. And based on that, then you see, why life is not, why you don't feel good. So what you do to feel good, what you do feel good rather than looking, listening, smelling, eating, touching. Besides that, just like the five senses. Besides that, what you do to feel good. So ask yourself question, what you do. So that's why each and every one of us, we have moral responsibility to take care of this precious life. Any problem occur, always compassionate approach. Always compassionate approach. Will benefit why? If somebody is suffering, if you show compassion, it benefits them. If you show anger, doesn't benefit. Same thing, go here, same thing. There's no two different approach, same approach, same approach. Oh. Of course, no, in samsara, nothing is perfect. Everything is imperfect in samsara. Perfection in the liberation is other side, called liberation. In Buddhism, it's called liberation. Here, make mistake here, mistake there, mistake here, mistake there. But always approach with compassion. The mother do exactly the same thing towards their children. Deep down, there's compassion. No matter what the kid does, always his mother never lost their compassion. Generally speaking, never lost compassion towards kids that he's being unreasonable, loud, not listening. Deep down, there's compassion. Oh, so that's needed. Every situations, surface level, there might be some shouting, some screaming, but deep down, always care. Care or compassion or care. Like that, approach to yourself. Okay? So the mani mantra will help. Mani mantra will help how to work with your six mental consciousness. Mani mantra. It's nothing to do with eating something, smelling something, watching something. It's just thinking. So there's something we can do. It's so easy to say, so easy to learn. There's only six syllables, so easy to say. If we don't find time, you may have excuse, oh, I don't have time. You are never ever going to find any time to work with your mind. Because that's what you are saying indirectly. I'm never going to find time to learn. So that's up to you. That's up to you. No, it's not like you can push. You can only explain the benefit. You can push someone to do something. Is that right? So if you like, it's unfortunate, but you know, there's nothing much you can do. So you can only explain. So, but bottom line, every day something, then being consistent with that something is very important, okay? So with that, so then, Mary, are you outside? Okay, what time is it now? What time is it?
There's about 15 minutes to go, Geshe-la.
Okay. Moya, any people from Patagonia? Huh?
I can't hear her speak because she's interpreting.
Oh, there's one person from Patagonia, Patricia. Oh yeah, so now we'll stop here. So the Amula will say the dedication. So sorry, today I'm not able to. Maybe finish Amula, finish the rest of the prayer. So we are not able to finish the prayer before the class. So all the class will spend on the preliminary prayer, so even if we are not finished, maybe the mantra, Tara mantra, so then after Tara mantra, so then maybe dedications, yeah.
The Tara mantras are in the dedication.
Okay, so then dedication, yeah.
Okay.
So then wish you all a very happy Sunday, and please be safe and well, so then please continue the prayer for all the people across all over the world, particularly nowadays in India, you know, having so much, you know, yeah, so much suffering, so please pray for them. So, and as I said, as I request every class, I pray, Gila, do you pray every day? I pray every day. Every day I pray. So please, you do the same thing for well-being of all sentient beings, huh? Particularly people you meet, you know, face-to-face, okay? So then anybody watching on YouTube, so you all do the same thing and wish you all a happy Sunday. You know?
May all beings everywhere enslaved by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience, received the name Alatare, the one with great precision, who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you. So see you next Sunday.